My greatest opportunities are right where I am. This is Dr. Herbert Albardi, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with Instant Illumination. My greatest opportunities are right where I am. So often in our life, we want to go somewhere for an opportunity. We want to leave what we're doing for an opportunity. We feel that greater opportunities are beyond the horizon. Go west, young man, go west. And actually, wherever we are, we have the greatest being ever present to work with us. That's ourself. If we go to a different opportunity, what we are doing is we're taking the same person with us who was in our previous opportunity. You say, well, in our previous opportunity, we didn't have an opportunity to be so great because we rose to the level of what they expected of us, and that's what we did, and that's true. We rose to the level of what they expected of us, and that's what we did. So we leave to go to another opportunity where we might rise to a level of achievement that those people hadn't conceived of us doing, and we hadn't conceived of ourselves of doing, perhaps. And we, therefore, get there. Going from one opportunity to another does not mean that we will grow, that we will expand. My greatest opportunities are right where I am because I am here. When we begin to live our life not based upon the principles that we have seen every day about us, and the principles are what you see, what you are, the principles that we want to take into our mind is, I am unlimited. All the desires of my heart are unveiling themselves to me now, revealing themselves to me now, all the desires of my heart. And as we start saying all the desires of our heart, right where we are, we will be doing some very spectacular things. We'll be doing some very outstanding things, things that we never dreamed we would do, things we had never dreamed that were possible for us. But when we open our mind to the possibility of being ourselves and having fun, then we do not live up to what we think other people think we should do. And that's such a limiting thing, to live up to what we think other people think we should do. Because how do we really know what other people think we should do? Other people think we should do whatever we think we should do. Other people think we should do whatever we think we should do. Now, what is it that you think you should do? What is it that you would like to do? What is your dream that you have not fulfilled? What is the choice of an opportunity that you have not made for yourself just yet? Think about it. When you begin to think about it, you realize that you can put that opportunity into motion right where you are. Oh, if I were in a better environment, if I were in better circumstances, I could do better things. And this is not true. Because wherever we go, we take ourselves. Wherever we are ourselves. Whatever we do, we are whoever we are. And so our greatest opportunities are really right where we are. It's as we oftentimes say, why get a divorce and then break in a new partner? And then after you've broken in the new partner, then both of you expand your awareness and consciousness and go beyond the others, and then you want to break in another new one. You see, the idea of not being happy with yourself, not realizing that your greatest opportunities are right where you are, makes you want to reach out and go somewhere else and have some other experiences that you think are going to illumine and uplift you. One of the big things that passes the mind of most of us is, what is our purpose in life? Why are we here on earth? Well, now, there are many millions of answers to that question. And the only answer to that question that makes any sense is, we are here on earth to be ourselves and have fun. Now, the biggest answer to that point of being ourselves is, who are we? Who is this self that we are being and having fun with? Who is this that we are liking, that we are enjoying? Well, because we make comparisons, because our life has been so filled with judgment, we sometimes miss the point of realizing that we are wonderful. We are great. We are lots of fun. We are enjoyment to be with. We are peaceful, happy, fantastic people. You know, the ability to develop the self-discipline that's necessary to achieve any goal begins with disciplining our thoughts to realizing that we are a very fine person. We dedicate ourselves to being ourselves. Dedicate yourself to being yourself so that you can enjoy who you are. And be determined, have that self-determination to stand by those things that you feel you are. And in all those things, you are having such diligence to follow your own dream. And that dream is to be happy. That dream is to live in a harmonious body, a healthy, harmonious body. That dream is to, every moment of life, have thoughts that are uplifting and supportive of who you are. Every moment of your life, to think that everything you see is grand and good, and all the people you meet are delightful and wonderful. This is, sounds like a very desirable and a very wonderful thing, and it also sounds like a very impossible thing. And indeed, it is impossible. It is impossible for most people because we feel we have to do something. We have to go somewhere. We have to achieve some goals. We have to rise to great heights. And in this going somewhere and achieving something, we get nowhere. We arrive at no heights. We arrive at no goals. We accomplish no wonderful things. And the reason we accomplish nothing is because we're looking outside of ourselves. When we look one-pointedly inside of ourselves, and we're untouched by the world around us, but we're lovingly touched by the world within us, when we need nothing of the outer world, when we need nothing of the inner world even, but just ourselves. No one can take anything from us nor give us anything because we are all in ourself. And when we cease to compare ourselves to others, we find that we really are quite wonderful. Comparing ourselves to others makes us think that we should do the wonderful things that they do. Makes us think that we should have the wonderful experiences that they have. And in our comparison, we perhaps don't go far enough to realize that they had a lot of struggles to get where they are too. They had to forego many wonderful happinesses in life to achieve the accomplishment that they wanted. I know I use my dog as an illustration quite often because it's a good illustration. But I taught my dog to sit, and he sits very well. I spent a great deal of time doing it, but I did not spend a great deal of time on the long leash calling him and saying, come, and having him come whenever I want him to. Now, this is my next program of dedication to accomplish this. Now, how good I would feel if I were with my dog anywhere and I would say, come, and he would come instantly. How good I would feel. How wonderful I would feel if my dog were not disciplined. You see, that's not a discipline. That's just his nature. His nature is to want to do the things I like him to do. His nature is to be happy. And when he comes to me, he is all full of bubbles and joy and happy. He doesn't come to me because he's disciplined to do it, because he's ordered to do it, because he's commanded to do it. I say, come, Rex. and I hold a piece of food in my hand, and he comes bubbling to me for that food. Now I want him to come bubbling to me just because it's fun to come bubbling to me. Now we are like this. Our greatest opportunities is right where we are. When we start saying to ourselves, I like me, I like me, I like me, pretty soon we believe it. Pretty soon we act as though we do like ourselves. And that's wonderful. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Pretty soon we do live in our ideal spirit, mind, and body. I spoke with a lady yesterday, a very definite, very capable, dominant lady, and she runs the hardware store here in Campbell. And I said to her, life is wonderful, isn't it? She says, oh, yes. And we were speaking about someone who was ill, and we were treating for them, and she said, I am so blessed. I have good health in my life. I am so blessed that I have good health. And I said, yes, I am blessed that way too, and that's a wonderful thing. And she says, you know, I have good health in my life because I don't have time to think of ill health. And I thought, wow, what a statement. What an awareness to come to. She doesn't have time to waste on thinking thoughts that are not beneficial to her. This is true for all of us. The greatest opportunities are right where I am. When we start thinking beneficial thoughts to ourselves, when we start thinking, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, when we start saying, I like me, when we start thinking those thoughts alone, then we will be ourselves and have fun. Then we will accomplish what we are here on earth to do, to just enjoy and flow with all the beautiful things that we are, doing them, loving them, enjoying them under all circumstance. My greatest opportunities are right where I am. And right where I am, I can speak my word and enjoy the truth of who I am. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.